Where are you on the price of oil in 2010?
Well, I think when we talk about oil, Ian, I think it's going to become black gold, and I think you have to own it. And I think we're in a very early stage of significantly higher prices of in oil and, more importantly, natural gas. But, you know, when you talk about oil and you talk about the precious metals and you talk about the commodity bull market, people fail to understand we've had five prior commodity bull markets in the last 200 years. We're currently now in the sixth major bull market. You know, I'd like to name quickly for your listeners the previous five and more or less give them an understanding of what's happening and, more importantly, why they have to be part of it.
Sure.
The first commodity bull market within the 200-year cycle, Ian, it was the War of 1812. And the second one was the Civil War. The third one was World War One. The fourth one was World War Two in Korea. The fifth one was the Cold War. And the sixth one we're currently in now is the War on Terror. So we have, at an absolute minimum, another decade of rising commodity prices. And I believe the second decade of this bull market will be stronger for the stronger than the first. But I think when we talk about commodities, an area that people are not thinking about, you better prepare for sharply rising food and energy and precious metal prices as we start to move ahead in the new year.
Okay. Explain why then. What are you talking about because of the import from OPEC, because they're no longer going to accept the American dollar for payment? I mean, what'll be the cause for that?
Well, we have two situations here. Oil follows what we call a five-year cycle, and the previous highs that we've had in crude oil, Ian, were in 1990. We had another one 1995, another one 2000, 2005, and we're looking for another high in oil sometime in 2010. But people have to put in perspective that the five supergiant oil fields of Saudi Arabia, as you know, they were discovered between 1940 and 1965. So these fields peaked in production in the 1970s. Then when we talk about the oil fields of Canarel in Mexico, they also peaked in production. So we're going to see falling production out of these major oil fields at the same time we're starting to build out the infrastructures of China and India. So we're going to see at some point, I believe, shortages of crude oil.
And that would be because of the demands in China and
yes.
India. What about our own oil fields in, say, Alaska, in Canada? Have they peaked as well?
Not necessarily, but what we have to do is increase production. And we have to find a way to get the oil into the United States, not only in a more economical fashion, but we have to get it to the United States in such a way that we can attempt to keep prices down.
But what about what about these new synthetic forms? What about these new biological forms of energy? Could any of those be coming online in time enough to be able to take the pressure off oil?
Well, I think that's the question, Ian, honestly, none of us have the answer to. I think we're hopeful that may happen, but I think when you take a look at how quickly now China is building out their infrastructure, they're in the second decade of building out their infrastructure. India's in their first decade. So we're looking at another 10 years for China to complete building their infrastructure and 20 years ahead of us for India to complete it. So we're going to have pressure on oil. We're going to have pressure on all commodities for a minimum of another 10 years and possibly longer.